GNN, always keep in mind that everything should be considered rumor. Over. Source. My name is Patrick DaCosta, TerraZets is my moniker. I am the founder, owner, and primary administrator of Dinar Chronicles, Dinar Chronicles Forum, Operation Disclosure Official, and Voyages of Light. https://operationdisclosureofficial.com. Over. Operation Disclosure Official via a GCR update as of Tuesday, July 7, 2026. Compiled Tuesday, July 7, 2026 by Patrick DaCosta, TerraZets, founder, owner, and administrator of Dinar Chronicles, Operation Disclosure Official, Voyages of Light. As of July 2026, a series of coordinated events suggests that the long-awaited global currency reset, GCR, is no longer a theory but a functional reality. From the stabilization of Iraq to the activation of extraterrestrial-grade technology, the world is witnessing the complete deconstruction of the legacy debt slavery matrix. Recent developments in the Middle East indicate that the mechanisms for this reset are rapidly aligning. Iraq's government stabilization, the implementation of the Asikuda custom system, and a strategic shift toward a dinar-centric economy have paved the way for a new monetary era. This transition is underscored by U.S. Treasury operational shifts, including the introduction of new currency notes featuring a direct executive imprint. By integrating hard asset anchors, the international community is signaling a definitive move away from traditional fiat debt systems. As Iraq leverages its position as a global energy powerhouse, it is moving toward global asset tokenization. This convergence of geopolitical and financial reforms suggests that we have reached a crescendo point in monetary policy. Experts believe this positions the Iraqi dinar for a potential performance-based revaluation, marking the end of economic suppression for the region and the beginning of a gold-backed global standard. Simultaneously, a massive global military sting operation is currently underway, led by a coalition of over 200 nations. This operation aims to dismantle deep state influence through coordinated mass arrests of thousands of corrupt officials, including federal judges, CIA agents, and members of Congress. This mission coincides with the activation of the Quantum Financial System, QFS, which effectively ends the legacy banking monopoly and initiates a complete financial reset. As military forces secure key global locations, the public is advised to prepare for an imminent emergency broadcast system, EBS, activation. This event will likely initiate a temporary worldwide communications blackout to facilitate the broadcast of truth-revealing documentaries. This period of darkness is designed to ensure the final restoration of natural constitutional law and the education of the masses regarding the transition to sovereign digital ledgers. As of Monday, July 6, 2026, the Quantum Financial System, QFS, has officially bypassed legacy central banks. This move has directly mapped gold-backed ZIM historical assets onto the new digital ledger, rendering the old banking cartels obsolete. These assets, which were long dismissed as worthless by institutions attempting to seize them, are now audited, verified, and locked for liquid distribution, serving as a financial atomic bomb against global corruption. The activation of Tier 4B marks the official commencement of the global financial reset. Authorized by President Trump under Operation Financial Liberation 0706, this shift is executing a total debt jubilee, wiping out global debts and restoring wealth to the people. As the Federal Reserve shuts down, the world transitions into a new era of economic liberation, solidified by a military-led transition occurring between July 6 and July 15. On the security front, Operation Border Liberation has resulted in a massive surge of enforcement. Recent reports confirm 10,000 arrests and a record 70,000 detainees held in custody as human TG networks are dismantled. This coordinated crackdown has successfully rescued 2,070 victims, exposing the deep-seated networks that have plagued the border for decades and ensuring that national sovereignty is fully secured. The revolution extends beyond finance and security into the realm of healthcare. After 128 years of suppression, Nikola Tesla's electrotherapeutic science has resurfaced through the MedBed network. This technology utilizes resonant frequencies to restore cellular energy and neurological function, treating the body as an electromagnetic system. By destroying pathogens without drugs or surgery, this frequency-based medicine marks the end of the pharmaceutical industry's monopoly on human health. This global shift suggests that a monumental change in power has occurred, with Donald Trump reportedly assuming control over the global financial system and terminating the old economic order.
The narrative indicates that S.C. symbols and DUMs, deep underground military bases, have been eradicated.
humanity is now entering an era of individual sovereignty, protected by advanced quantum technology and anti-gravity capabilities that render existing corrupt governments incapable of challenging the new authority. Finally, as we mark the four-year anniversary of the destruction of the Georgia Guidestones, advocates see a symbolic victory against globalist agendas. With FBI Director Kash Patel reporting the recovery of 7,000 missing children and the implementation of Trump accounts for the youth, the focus has shifted toward national security and child welfare. These milestones signal the downfall of globalist symbolism and the definitive restoration of American and global sovereignty. Monday, July 6, 2026, Reset Intelligence, Iraq's parliament recently achieved a quorum of 247 lawmakers to address the appointment of key cabinet positions, signaling a major step toward a fully functional government. This political momentum coincides with the return of major U.S. capital to the region, highlighted by Halliburton signing a strategic five-year deal to develop Iraqi oil fields. As the nation prepares for critical upcoming deadlines, including the mandatory implementation of the ACQUTA customs system and high-stakes diplomatic meetings in Washington, these developments collectively suggest a significant shift in regional energy influence and economic policy that could directly impact the stability of the dinar. Monday, July 6, 2026, Proletario 1, the new $100 notes, featuring Trump's signature stacked above Scott Bessent's and set for a June 2026 rollout, represent a deliberate architectural marker signaling a currency signaling as operational overlay. Insiders view this as the visible edge of tokenized reserve integration, with key events like the Washington meeting, cabinet completion, ACQUTA agreement, HCL agreement, and Clarity Act providing further insight into these deeper layers. Monday, July 6, 2026, marks, the discussion centers on a new golden era of U.S. leadership and significant geopolitical shifts, including Iraq's aggressive anti-corruption crackdown that has led to the seizure of $127 billion. The team analyzes the symbolic messaging behind Trump's recent speeches and his historic signature on currency, while highlighting the legislative gridlock surrounding the Clarity Act in the U.S. Senate. Monday, July 6, 2026, Proletario 1, the current alignment of Prime Minister Washington meetings, cabinet completion, and critical financial frameworks like the HCL agreement and Clarity Act marks a strategic transition toward sovereign economic control in Iraq. Monday, July 6, 2026, the dinar den, Iraq is experiencing a significant economic shift as citizens move away from dollarization by actively exchanging U.S. dollars back into Iraqi dinars, IQD. Monday, July 6, 2026, Constitutional Law, RV and Debt Forgiveness Activate as military arrests 847 federal judges, 456 CIA, 234 in Congress, 678 FBI, Judy Byington. Sunday, 5th of July at 6:13 a.m. EST, Operation Mass Arrest 0705 began according to Pentagon sources.
Deep state operatives were being detained, 847 federal judges arrested for treason, corruption, crimes against humanity, 456 CIA officials indicted for assassinations, drug TG, mind control, 234 senators and congressmen arrested for treason, bribery and election fraud, and 678 FBI officials arrested for obstruction, cover-ups and corruption.
Saturday, July 4, 2026, at 11:12 UTC, in tandem with the military sting operation, Quantum Financial Keys overrode the legacy mainframe of the Vatican Bank. It was an automated asset liquidation mandated by the Global Military Alliance under the new financial system ISO 20022 protocols. The centuries-old monopoly on the world's stolen wealth had dissolved in a fraction of a second with this finalization of a global currency reset to gold-slash-asset-backed currencies of 209 nations. Pentagon sources confirm that a complete financial system reset was taking place, deep state assets frozen, 847 billion euros seized, corrupt banks shut down, Federal Reserve under military control, new financial system activated, QFS operational and citizens compensated as debt forgiveness begins. Tuesday, July 7, 2026, a worldwide debt jubilee and RV of currencies to gold-slash-asset-backed will activate, while law enforcement shifts to natural constitutional law. Trump's global military alliance has taken down the Rothschild weather modification system. Although not yet ready to admit it, the deep state cabal had just lost their fight to install their own fiat digital system and were now at risk of arrest for treason and other crimes against humanity. Secret treaties signed in Rome under the old empire that gave Rothschild private central banks the legal right to treat sovereign citizens as collateral were declared null and void under maritime natural law. As the new quantum financial system drained the Vatican's mainframes, the action unsealed hidden ledgers of the true birthright identities of each and every soul on this planet. That meant all synthetic debt bonds, all fraudulent lifetime loans, all generational tax loops tied to the old Roman financial grid were permanently deleted from the master database. Mainstream channel corporate owners were locked out and broke, with no money to pay themselves, let alone their employees. Meanwhile, there were 50,000 specially trained troops awaiting orders for a worldwide lockdown. Special military units from Russia, Brazil, Europe, France, and Germany had been placed in Texas, Florida, New York City, and Washington, D.C. for high-profile arrests of corrupt elite cabal members. Within the next day or so, temporary martial law would be in effect across the globe. The emergency broadcast system, EBS, would activate over every cell phone on Earth to announce a 48-hour blackout and lockdown, followed by 10 days of communication darkness across the world. For those 10 days, everyone will be asked to stay at home during a specific 5-hour window. Normal communication would cease during that time while the military alliance continued to make mass arrests. As they did, the mainstream media would be overtaken by documentaries expounding truth across every TV, radio, and internet broadcast worldwide. This would be a time of communication reset, with weaponized cell towers neutralized, the banking system frozen, and ATMs, credit and debit cards not working. Prepare by stocking food, cash, and essentials. Banks and ATMs would be closed. The military would be handing out food and other essentials for those in need, while the EBS would continue to give instructions through everyone's cell phones. Why the 10 days of darkness? Illuminati deep state elites have been in control of our global monetary system since its beginning, and have used it for their own nefarious purposes. Through use of an extensive international ring run by the Vatican, these deep staters had blackmailed Congress into doing their bidding. It has been discovered that the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office has granted, over the last 44 years, 6 patents on devices that remotely manipulate the human nervous system using pulsed electromagnetic fields emitted from television screens, computer monitors, and mobile devices. Cabal puppets have used these devices to remotely influence, manipulate, or control selected human nervous systems through electromagnetic frequencies. One way they used was through an ingredient found in the CD vaccine that worked its way into the brain so the person could be accessed. Med bed treatments were known to heal the human mind so that people could not be remotely manipulated. Natural disasters? I think not. The Illuminati deep state Rothschild family were suspected to be behind the Venezuelan earthquakes believed caused by DEW, direct energy weapon, attacks. For the past 47 years, through their non-government organizations, NGOs, funded by U.S. taxpayer monies, the Rothschild have controlled the skies through a program called Throne Climate, a network of 22 weather modification stations that could direct hurricanes, droughts, floods, and earthquakes, on demand, to any place on Earth. A few days ago, Trump's global military alliance of 6 nations disconnected the Rothschild's weather modification system.
The fuel for the S.N. worshipping Rothschild power structure over humanity was money.
Rothschild have controlled European banks since 1815 and the American monetary system since 1913. The Rothschild ran Epstein, Epstein Island, and the blackmailing of politicians in Congress to maintain their power over the people. This last weekend, Trump and the BRICS alliance, Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa, gold-slash-asset-backed currencies of 209 nations global currency reset was taking away Rothschild control of the people's tax monies and giving it back to the people. The weather was no longer a weapon. For the first time since 1979, the skies belonged to no one. For the first time since 1913 in America and 1815 in Europe, the global monetary system would be under control of the people. Actually, since Friday, May 1, 2016, the gold-slash-asset-backed quantum financial system has been secretly operational and 100% live across the globe. Banks have been seized and troops were enforcing the global currency reset nationwide. Be aware that, as stated, the emergency broadcast system, EBS, worldwide activation was imminent, complete with 10 to 12 days of controlled blackout. When the EBS hits, you'll witness the fall of the media, banks, elite, and their demonic empire. Martial law will shield civilians, while truth floods every screen on Earth via the Starlink satellite system. The storm was now. Monday, July 6, 2026, Tier 4B activation is imminent. The global financial system is collapsing. Trump has authorized financial liberation, Axios, 4B on Telegram. July 6, 2026, 8 p.m. EST. Reliable Treasury sources confirm that Operation Financial Liberation 0706 has been launched. The old global financial order is in full collapse. The Federal Reserve is being shut down, central banking is ending, and the gold-backed quantum financial system, QFS, is going live. A complete debt jubilee has been declared, wiping out all debts, while protected wealth redistribution begins for the people. We are now in Phase 4, Financial Liberation Countdown. The global financial reset is set for July 6 to 8, followed by the final takedown of the deep state between July 8 to 15, leading to the new world financial order starting July 15 onward. See Daily Reports. Monday, July 6, 2026, ICE mass enforcement surge.
Human T-G networks dismantled.
Border security activated. 70,000 detainees. Deep state border collapse. Trump's America secured, Axios, 4B on Telegram. See Daily Reports. July 2, 2026 FBI Director Kash Patel: we're arrested 29,000 violent gang members since President Trump was sworn in. We've disrupted and dismantled 2,700 gangs around the country. That is a 365% increase. This morning in the Oval, President Trump rang the stock market bell, marking the occasion of Trump accounts for children. $1,000 per child. In the MSM Q&A, he informed us about his latest improvement to the White House, a new granite helipad for the new Marine One. At zero cost to taxpayers, hashtag Ty POTUS, Melissa Redpill, hashtag Freedom Force Battalion. Monday, July 6, 2026, Dr. Michael Sala, eyewitness claims meeting Amy Eskridge, who leads anti-gravity research at Underground Spaceport Huntsville, Alabama, known for its space industry, harbors secrets of an underground military facility with advanced, possibly extraterrestrial technology, revealed through whistleblower testimonies and investigations into hidden operations. Monday, July 6, 2026, clandestine, we are making massive strides. The Post discusses the positive momentum for MAGA as Trump gains trust, while Democrats are labeled as communists. It emphasizes a psychological counter-campaign to restore American patriotism amid midterm elections. Out.